You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time to check out music from Detroit area artists. Our guides are, as always, Paul Young, who's founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and executive editor Khaled Badi. We're going to jump right in and talk about the first of today's three artists, Detroit MC and producer Nolan the Ninja. Paul, tell us a little about him.
Yeah, Nolan really got his start in, well, his first release was in about 2014. And Nolan is unique because he not only is a MC, but he also produces his own beats. So it makes him a really interesting person in the game. And he is from the west side of Detroit, and he's really been pulled into this this genre that is recalling of, you know, maybe like 90s kind of New York, that real like boom bap, like head hip hop that we're used to, you know, kind of glorifying. And so he discusses growing up in like the Soulja Boy early 2000s era of hip hop, and like the South was kind of starting to become a thing. And he was still reminiscing over the raps of like Jay-Z and Nas and Wu-Tang Clan. So he has a lot of inspiration from that. And you can hear in his work that that's the direction in which he goes.
And Khaled, I know his album was DMM's number three album for 2017. Tell us about it and what put it up there in the top three.
I think Yen shows that his development over the last few years. He's been a really prolific artist. He put out a couple of mixtapes in 2014 before putting out his first proper debut in 2015, Expletive the Hype. And that came out and established him as a real talent to watch in the Detroit hip-hop underground. And it was furious and had this ferocity that he later matched with a lyrical prowess on his next album, 2016's Heart. And that's where you see his technique and his ability to really spit bars and deliver on a lot of what Paul just mentioned, which is that boom bap sound, that New York City sound, the East Coast sound. But then he, like, on this album, expands the sonic palette and it welds all these influences from all over the map. And that's where I think he went into another level on this different echelon. And that's what really scores him on that number three spot.
All right, then we're going to take a listen to a bit of a track from this album. And this is Exodus. Don't become a victim of greed. I'll stick to the creed, cause the dollar couldn't modify my eye. I should promise I put that on my mind. Drink back spoken like Kanye. Celebratory moment as I play the Johnny. Posted in my Nike joggers, put the feet up on the phone with celebs. Talk about what we gon' link up. Ghetto dreamer, the granger of life. Paul, how do you describe Nolan the Ninja's sound? I mean, where does he fit into the hip-hop scene in 2018?
Yeah, and like throwing back to kind of what Khaled was saying is that like familiar kind of hip-hop sound, but he really has kind of brought in these new elements. We hear that on the track that we just listened to, Exodus, bringing in fellow Detroit artist J Prime and offering that kind of dreamy kind of vocalist work and kind of breaking off from like what you would expect from that like hardcore New York kind of hip-hop sound.
And now we turn over to Detroit's Bonnie Doone. Khaled, who's in this group and how long have they been on the scene in Southeast Michigan?
Yeah, Bonnie Doone is, I guess you could say they're sort of a super group, but really it's just a four-piece of band members from local groups such as Tyvek, Growing Pains, but they're coming together and not really in the same garage punk vein as those other bands I just mentioned, but exploring more of an alt-country or alt-folk sound. And that's not something that you typically associate with the Motor City.
No.
But, yeah, no, but that's what Bonnie Doone are exploring on their self-titled debut.
And Paul, tell us more about this album. How was it received?
Yeah, really well. And like Khaled alluded to, you know, it's kind of a sound that you wouldn't associate with Detroit. And I wouldn't say that Bonnie Doone is a Detroit band. They're just a band kind of from Detroit. And so you can see some of that reflected in their work. But really, the sound is like really like relaxed and I would say like really approachable. And yeah, it's really refreshing to hear like a folk kind of country mold in a Motor City, a little Motor City attitude.
All right. And this is the number six DMM track of 2017. This is Bonnie Doone's Relieved. Crazy time we live in. It's hard to tell. John, what do you like about Bonnie Doon's sound and lyrics? What really speaks to you?
You know, Paul mentioned this. It's really laid back. It doesn't have the grit you immediately associate with Detroit. It has more of a twang to it, more of a backcountry porch sound. But actually, it was recorded mostly in the Russell Industrial Center. And so you have to dig a little bit deeper and scratch a little bit below the surface to see or connect it to the lineage of Detroit artists. But I like that. I like that you get sort of a nice wash of, you know, relaxation and sort of like the coasts. Could be in California that you're hearing this, or off the coast of New England. But really, it's off the coast of the Detroit River. And I think that's what I like about that, is that it's unexpected. And if there's anything that it connects it to the Motor City more than anything else, it's that you don't know what to expect.
All right. And now we turn to a Detroiter. And I'll tell you, this caught my eye when I learned he'd worked with Paul McCartney. Okay, Paul, who is our last artist today?
He did, Kareem Riggins, and he is a jazz drummer, hip-hop producer, a DJ, also a rapper, and as you said earlier, he did play with Paul McCartney in concert for Kisses on the Bottom, and he also has worked with Oscar Peterson and Norah Jones and Donald Byrd and a bunch of really famous people. He was the band leader for Common's band, so he has a lot of roots in hip-hop, but certainly like a really wide palette.
Having this kind of list of collaborators, Khaled, that must inform his music in a lot of really interesting ways.
Yeah, his resume is really illustrious. It's got some big names on there. I mean, in addition to the ones we mentioned already, there's those fellow Detroiters from J. Dilla to Slum Village that he's got on there that connect him to his hometown. But I mean, you name it, he's worked with them. Everyone from Diana Krall, Kanye West, Esperanza Spalding, I think Norah Jones was mentioned, all the way to when he was 17 playing drums for Betty Carter. So he's got like connections all over the musical map. And I think that's so wonderful about him, is that he's able to bridge worlds like mostly jazz and hip hop, but he connects them in ways that are so thrilling to hear. And you don't really find that too often, that you have crossover artists that don't feel focus grouped. And this guy is the real deal.
And so what we hear, this LP, Head Nod Suite, 29 tracks. This guy, This guy's a workaholic, I think, is he? That's a lot of output. We're going to listen to DMM's number 10 track from 2017. This is Kareem Riggins featuring Jessica Caremore, Sweet Poetry. So, Paul, how much does he work in Detroit? How do Detroiters see Kareem Riggins a lot, or is he crisscrossing the world working with Kanye and McCartney?
Yeah, I would say he might be tougher to find playing in Detroit because of all of his big name collaborations and just kind of how busy he is, as you mentioned earlier. But I think the strong connection he has to the city of Detroit is he's actually the son of a keyboardist, pretty renowned keyboardist named Emmanuel Riggins, who played with Marcus Belgrave. And Marcus Belgrave, you know, he was part of the Ray Charles touring band and played for every Motown artist under the banner of the label. So he really was kind of born into a musical world, and he took his own kind of path as well. As Khaled mentioned earlier, he joined a band with Betty Carter at the age of like 17. He moved to New York City, and I think he's really just found his own path that way. But super close with J. Dilla towards the end of his life, and he credits J. Dilla with giving him his first hip-hop production spot on Welcome to Detroit, which was in 2001.
So, and I can tell you really like this guy's work.
I mean, how can you not?
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't tickle your fancy in some way with all of those connections, with 29 tracks on this album.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Well, you can learn more about today's featured artist and many, many more. Just go to DetroitMusicMag.com. And as always, we've been talking with Paul Young, who's the founder and publisher and executive editor, Khaled Body from Detroit Music Magazine. As always, thank you so much, guys.
It was great being here.
Yes, thanks, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.